There are still about 245 prisoners being held at Guantanamo. The U.S. military says about 60 of them are no longer considered a threat. These men have been cleared for release, but they can't be sent back to their home countries because of fears they'd face persecution there. Washington is trying to find third countries willing to take them in, but so far progress has been slow. The World's Katie Clark reports.
Spain's foreign minister said yesterday that his country would be open in principle to accepting Guantanamo detainees. Miguel Ángel Moratinos made the comment during a visit with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Washington. Later, in a series of interviews with Spanish radio, Moratinos said that the legal conditions would have to be acceptable before any detainees would be transferred to Spain.
La respuesta ha sido de...
Moratinos added that Spain would consider requests to take in Guantanamo detainees on a case-by-case basis. Meantime, several Christian church groups in Canada are trying to bring five prisoners from Guantanamo to their country. The effort is being spearheaded by Janet Dench, executive director of the Canadian Council for Refugees.
We've been following this for a number of years and exploring various different possibilities. And because in Canada there is the option of private sponsorship of refugees, we thought about the possibility of putting in private sponsorship applications, partly as a way of drawing attention to the plight of men in Guantanamo, but also as a potential solution to them.
The five prisoners the churches would like to bring to Canada include an Algerian, a Syrian Kurd, and three Chinese Uyghurs. Uyghurs are a predominantly ethnic Muslim minority group from western China. The U.S. cleared the Uyghur detainees for release more than 5 years ago. Still, 17 of them remain at Guantanamo. On Monday, Admiral Patrick Walsh, a senior Pentagon official, conceded that the continued detention of the Uyghurs has had a particularly demoralizing effect on the remaining Guantanamo prisoner population.
Everyone knows that Guantanamo will close in 12 months, but they're expecting movement. And when they don't see the Uyghurs, who it should be a very clear-cut sort of solution for them, that they would be able to move on and repatriate in another location, when they see that as complicated and what may appear to be slow to them, the detainees find that very frustrating.
In a way, so does the U.S. government. Part of the problem with the Uyghurs is that China still considers them terrorists for waging a separatist movement back home, and Beijing's been pressuring other countries not to take them in. Last week, a federal appeals court overturned a district court ruling that would have allowed the Uyghurs to be released into the U.S. Janet Dench of the Canadian Council for Refugees says that doesn't help her efforts to get Canada to take in some of the Uyghurs.
People may be sympathetic to the situation in Guantanamo, but some people say, well, you know, shouldn't the U.S. be addressing the issue? Why should they need our intervention?
Canadian immigration officials would seem to agree. A spokesman for Canada's Minister of Immigration told The World Today that reports that his office was planning to expedite Guantanamo refugee applications were false. Ali Canvelshi says Guantanamo detainees are at the back of a long line of individuals seeking asylum in Canada, and they'll have to wait their turn just like everyone else. For The World, this is Katie Clark.